مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. Oh, مبلغ for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stair, success, stair.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, whenever we get this opportunity to come inside the masjid, always remember to enter according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is to come inside with your right foot inside first, make the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik, and then the itikaf intention. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we've heard many times about the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There's a very famous hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites 1,000 times durood upon me will not die until he sees his abode in paradise. Yani wo nahi marega جب تک اپنا مقام جنت میں نہ دیکھ لے. Now how long does it take to recite 1,000 times درود پاک? Seriously, if we really put our heads down and really concentrated on this, we've got so much time, اتنا time ہے for friends, for relatives, for family members. Yet when it comes to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, we don't have time. And this is a common thing that we hear from nearly every person, that we don't recite درود پاک as much onto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe, you know, if you ask a question, how many times have we recited durood e pak today? Aaj kitni martaba humne durood e pak padha hai? How many times are we intending to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tomorrow? To isi tarah pyare Islam bhaiyo, if we can make good intentions, and remember, this is the beauty of the ummat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, that they will intend to do something good. They haven't done that action yet, but they only made the intention. Abhi niyat ki hai. Allah Ta'ala will still reward them for that good intention. And the beauty of this ummah is again, that when this ummah, it intends to do something bad, it intends to do something bad, something wrong, or sin, yet they will not be recorded as a sinner unless they have acted upon their intention. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are lucky that Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful life in this beautiful deen of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Try to recite durood e paak onto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Main bhi niyat karta hoon. Sare karte niyat? Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon our intention as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we talk about the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We talk about ishq-e rasool. We talk about love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And today we're going to talk about a personality, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, who is the imam of ashiqs in his time. And he was one of the greatest scholars of his time. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, millions of people follow him as their imam, as their role model. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we're going to be talking about the seerat of Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And there's a very beautiful incident, waqia, that has been written in Kanzul Ummal. It says that Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once he was in Masjid Nabawi Sharif ala sahib salatu wa salam, and the Khalif, the Amirul Mu'mineen Abu Ja'far Mansur, he came and he started to talk to Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And as he was talking, he was raising his voice. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, do not raise your voice in this masjid, because the teaching of Allah Azza wa Jal is in the Quran. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. O believers, do not raise your voice higher than the voice of the of this conveyor of the unseen. Yani Allah Ta'ala is addressing the way Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us manners, how we should be, you know, in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even though our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has physically left this world, yet Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our aqeedah is that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is still alive. And in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, in another place, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَهُدُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who lower their voices in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ. Indeed, those who call you from outside your private rooms. Yani the etiquettes, the manners of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's court was that Allah ta'ala has taught the sahaba ikram, stand outside the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he is free, he will come and he will meet you. Yani Allah ta'ala did not want anyone to knock on the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not want anyone to call out the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've seen that at the night of Mi'raj. Wo kitna pyara waqia hai. At the night of Mi'raj, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asleep. How shall I wake him up? And look at the manners that Allah Ta'ala is teaching Jibreel alayhi salam. Oh Jibreel, do not call out his name. Do not knock on the door. Ya Allah, how am I supposed to wake him up? So Allah Ta'ala, he says, oh Jibreel, go and kiss the blessed feet of my beloved. He will wake up. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he woke up. So Pyare Islam bhaiyo, one day the same Khalifa, Imam Ja'far, Abu Ja'far, he came to Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he asked him a question. Alhamdulillah, he was an imam. He was the greatest scholar of his time. And Abu Ja'far, who was the Amirul Mumineen, who was the king of the Muslims, he came and he says, I wish to ask a question. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said to him, what is your question? He says, should I make dua facing the Qibla when I am near the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or should I face the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Imam Malik smiled. He goes, oh Abu Ja'far, how can you face towards the Qibla and have your back towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whenever you want to make dua, face the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Allah will accept your duas. And Alhamdulillah, this is what the Sahaba Ikram used to do. Whenever they were in distress, whenever they wanted help from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's physical passing away from this world, the Sahaba Ikram would go to the Rozai Park and they would face the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would sit near the Roza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they would make dua in the court of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala would accept their duas. This is the manners, this is the etiquettes of the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability that we can go there again and again. And inshallah azza wa jal, if Allah Ta'ala does take you to Madinah Park, then pyare Islam bhaiyo, people might be asking you to face towards the Qibla. But remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Kaaba of the Kaaba as well. Do not have your back towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you can see from the caliber of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wasn't shy in teaching people about the deen. Now who was he talking to? Kiske saath guftagu ho rahi thi? Khalifa-e-waqt ke saath. The king of the Muslims. Yet when that king of the Muslims, when the Khalifa, he was in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Malik reminded him that these are the etiquettes and manners. So here we learn that when it comes to the etiquettes and manners in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should never be shy. Aur hame khulkar neki ki daawat deni chahiye. We should tell people what is wrong and what is right. Obviously, you have to tell them in a good manner. Just like Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he told off Abu Ja'far, he said to him that this is not the manner of talking in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Halanke, some of the scholars, they say, even breathing heavily in the court to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is disrespect as well. So zara soche, how many people have you seen when they go to the Rozai Park with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Someone's looking at the chandeliers, someone's looking at the ceiling, someone's looking at that. Has ziyarat kare, that is something different. But you'll see people walking towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cameras out, taking selfies, looking at that. Either baatein ho rahi hai, haseen mazak ho rahi hai. People are joking and they're talking about all sorts. Yet they've failed to realize, where are we? We are next to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And even on the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi wa la tajharu lahu bil qawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tash'urun. This verse is written on the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind you. Bade bade sahaba ikram that went to the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what were their manners? What were their etiquettes? To Pyari Islam bhaiyo, Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whenever he found the opportunity, he would invite people towards the straight path. He would remind the people of what their duties as a Muslim are. So this is a beautiful lesson that we learn from Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What is my duty? Hamari duty kya hai? Agar sawal pucha jaye, what is your duty? A person says, main kya kar sakta hu? I'm not even educated. Well, even though you're not educated, Allah Ta'ala has given you Islam. Allah Ta'ala has given you Iman, and as a Muslim, you still have a duty that if you see anything wrong happening in front of you, then you try to stop that with your hands. Aaj, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, you see many of the things that we see in our community, especially when it comes to weddings, especially when it comes to these kind of, you know, functions, parties that we have. Us waqt pata chalta hai ki kiska Iman mazboot hai aur kaun bechara aisa hai. There are three levels of Iman. The Sahaba Ikram, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you see them, whenever they got the opportunity, the great scholars as well, whenever they had the opportunity, they would teach people about the deen. To humare samne aisa ho raha hai, you're in a function, you're in a wedding, where there's music, what would you do as a Muslim? Number one, you try to stop that. If you can't stop it, and there's no way that you can stop it with your hands, or else there will be a fight, there will be argument, fitne ka chance hai. Then what you do is you verbally tell someone, please can you switch that off? And if you can't even do that, then the scholars, they say, then at least think bad in your heart that this is wrong. And try not to be there if you can. Lekin kya hota hai? Hamari shaadiyan aaj ho rahi hain. Who does that? You know, pehli to ye baat hai, those people who would go to a wedding, why should we not shy away and walk from there? Oh ji, rishtedaru ki shaadi hai, if we walk away, they're gonna feel bad. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, I guarantee you, you try to please people, aap bande ko razi karne ke liye bahar niklenge, you will never ever please the people. But in fact, what will happen? You will make Allah Ta'ala angry upon you. Allah Ta'ala ko hum naraz karenge. Kitni martaba aisa hua hai. So don't go out there pleasing the people when there is something happening against the deen. Hame pata ye sari cheeze haram hai, haram hai, haram hai. Don't even be in that place. Kyun hum aisi jagah par jayen? As a Muslim, your iman should shine amongst everyone else. Sare musalman hai, koi to aisa ek banda ho na that can go and turn these kind of things off. Jaye function mein, wahan par naach gana hota hai aur wahan mazrat ke saath bade bade jinko hum kehte hain janab haji sahab hain, har saal haj par jate hain, wo pehli seat pe aage baithe hain, main kya kar sakna, what can I do? Why are you there for? Yahan baithe kyun hain aap? This is not the place to sit. Yahan par Allah ki lanat baras rahi hai, and you are sat there and you are being part of that. If you can't stop it with your hands, try to at least say something. Haji sahab, kuch bolo to sahi na. Say something. Go to your son and say to him, kya ho raha hai? Turn this off. But sadly, Haji sahab's not going to say anything. No one's going to say anything. Why? Because they're happy. Maza aa raha hai. Naach gaana ho raha hai. We're enjoying ourselves. People throwing money. Okay, paisa kaha jaye? Yaar, Kashmir mein, you know, there is an earthquake. So many people have perished. Jaye kuch dein. Wahan par hum kehte hain, proof dein ji, waqai you were involved in the earthquake. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this is what he was teaching. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he found the opportunity, he would tell them. To pehle to hum toba karein. توبہ کرے کہ if we directly are involved in arranging these kind of filth for our people, ہم لوگوں کو گناہ کی طرف بلا رہے ہیں. آج اگر if there is a wedding where there is no بندے بتایا پتہ نہیں شادی ہے یا ختم ہے, فوتگی ہو گئی ہے جناب, ڈول باجے کیوں نہیں بج رہے, اللہ تعالیٰ معاف کرے. This is the kind of thinking that we have. Let's learn from Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Let's, pyare Islam bhaiyo, try to, you know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, try to bring your iman out. Thoda iman ki hararat ko, aap apne iman ko poochhe. Ask yourself, why is it that we've come to this stage today? Why is it that we've come to a stage that we can't even do anything? Aur phir humare samne loads of things will happen. There will be things wrong that will be happening in our own families, in our own homes. ہم ان کو نہیں منع کر سکتے. How many parents would make their children wake up early in the morning? فجر نماز ابھی تو آسان ہے. Did you ever go to your children and say, پتر اٹھو, stand up, it's فجر time? No, we don't. Why? We never woke up ourselves. شاید ایسا بھی ہو, ہم خود بھی نہیں اٹھتے, بچوں کو ہم کیا اٹھائیں گے. ہم خود قرآن پاک, we don't read the Quran ourselves. How can we tell our children to read the Quran? We don't act upon the sunnahs ourselves. How can we tell our children that they should be acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Phir kya hota hai? When things fall upon us, jab ye problem, wo problem, when these problems start to fall on us, then at that time, who do we remember? Us waqt ek hi muh se awaz nikalti hai, hai Allah. Us waqt hum Allah ko yaad karte hain. Lekin jab khushi hoti hai, to us waqt, hai shaitan, wo hai shaitan, sari cheeze shaitani kaam. لیکن جب اللہ تعالیٰ کو ہم یاد کرتے ہیں, suddenly only when we are, we've got difficulties, when only we are in problems, why can we not remember Allah تعالیٰ? آج معاشرہ دیکھیں, what is happening in front of us. We are spending filthy amount of money on these kind of venues, but there are Muslims who are dying every single day because there is no one to support them. بندہ سوچتا ہے نا, I'm gradually gonna make myself become a نمازی, آہستہ 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 کر کے I will change myself. لیکن آج پیارے اسلام بھائیو, ہمارے معاشرے میں کیا ہو رہا ہے? There's people out there who are, I'm serious, there's people begging. کتنے بندے تھے, you ask them where you from and they won't even ask you for money. لیکن they've been sleeping in the tents. Have we thought about them? تھوڑے وقت ہم سوچتے ہیں, we'll be out on the streets, نعرے لگاتے رہیں گے, we'll go there, protest کریں گے, یہ ہوگا وہ ہوگا, لیکن اس کے بعد کیا ہوتا ہے? Back to square one again. ہاں جی, have we ever thought about them? جذبہ تو ہوتا ہے, لیکن پیارے اسلام بھائیو, it needs more than a demonstration. It needs more than going on the streets. It needs more to get together. We need to make dua. One Islam bhai, I said to him, I, tahajjud is the time where your duas are accepted. Aise mamla hai, we hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last part of the night, make use of that and leave your beds, and in the last part of your nights, make dua in the court of Allah. Allah will accept your duas. And if you ask someone, aaye tahajjud ki namaz masjid mein padhe, jamaat ke saath hoti hai, wo bechara, he'll never come. Kyun? To fajr ke liye uthta nahi hai. How is he going to wake up for tahajjud? Lekin zuban par nare hain, ye ho jaye, wo ho jaye. As they say, when he comes to the walk, there's no one there. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ, a beautiful example. امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ, he went through a very difficult life. You know, when you talk about these great people, he did not become a great imam and a great scholar just overnight. He struggled all his life. Alhamdulillah, he made a name for himself. He left a legacy behind that me and you today, nearly 1300 years later, we're talking about these great personalities. And I keep repeating this. When me and you die, who's going to talk about us? Hamare apne ghar wale, they'll forget us. And I always give this example. Who is there that can mention the name of his great-grandfather? The name of your great-great-grandfather? You don't even know him. Pata hi nahi hai wo kahan hai. Kyun, pyare Islam bhaiyo? Lekin aaj, 1300 years later, we are standing in Fezan-e-Madina and we're talking about this great imam. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو, امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, he struggled in his life. اللہ تعالی gave him that status. He saw many things. واللہ العظیم, امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, he was lashed when he was taken into jail. Only why? Because he was preaching the deen. Today you go to someone and he swears at you, ma'azallah, he says something wrong. We don't want to go back to that person. Forget it. If he's going to go to hell, let him go to hell. What am I wasting my time with him? Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala, I'll tell you about a student. Banda jo deen seekhna chahta hai na, Allah ta'ala make us, you know, a student of Islam. Never ever think to yourself, ki I know a lot. Sometimes people say, oh, I know this. Or kuch cheez sikha. We don't even know anything. Hame kuch bhi pata nahi hai. Wallahi razeem. We're not even in that 1% mark if we can say that we know something. This student, he came to Imam Malik. And at that time, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, there was a curfew in his house. He could not teach anyone. He could not come out and teach the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this person, he came to Imam Malik, knocked on the door. And he says, Ya Sayyidi, I've traveled thousands of miles. I've come to you to learn about the deen. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says that I have been banned by the government that I cannot teach the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, Ya Sayyidi, I've come all the way just to come to you and learn. What can I do? So he came up with an idea. Ya banda student hota hai na, banda seekhna chahta hai. When you want to learn something, as they say, jazba rehnumai karta hai. Jab bande ko jazba hota hai na, when you got the willingness to do something, that love and that willingness will guide you. So that student, he says, Ya Sayyidi, every day I will come to your house as a beggar. As a beggar, I will come to your house, you open the door, teach me one hadith, and then I will walk away and I will learn that hadith all day. He became one of the greatest scholars of his time as well. हमारे पास है इतना जज्बा. Do we have that? I'm talking about myself as well. आज हमारे पास that jazba is not there. That willing. If we have to learn about your job, yeah, we're willing to go end of the world to learn about my job. Oh, I'm going to get a promotion. I've got to do a 30-day course. Where is it? End of the world. Oh, that's fine. I'll go and travel there. Do my course. Come back and I'll get a better job. लेकिन दीन के बारे में आता है वो इवन यहाँ से दूसरे टाउन में भी हमें बड़ा मुश्किल पड़ता है वो गश पे जाती है यहाँ बंदा सोचता है वो इतना लंबा सफ़र एंड यू टॉक अबाउट दिस ग्रेट पीपल सुभान अल्लाह यू नो आई वाज रीडिंग दिस रिसाला इट ब्रॉट अ स्मॉल स्माइल ऑन माय फेस दैट सुभान अल्लाह वी हैव गॉट दिस ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज लुक एट माशाल्लाह दैट जज्बा एंड दैट विलिंगनेस फॉर द दीन इतना सीखा है अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्लाह ताला गेव हिम दैट बरकत अ स्मॉल चाइल्ड once came to Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and he says that Ya Sayyidi, I live in Makkah but I will move to Medina if necessary. I want to learn the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and my mom has given me the permission. That's how these people have learnt about the deen. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, we need to instill that in our hearts and minds. Hamara jab baap ka jain ban gaya na, when the father has that beautiful mindset of himself, inshallah he will make sure that his children do the same as well. Lekin we're not talking about, you know, that is haram or anything like that, ye kare wo kare. Main sirf deen ke ilm ka jazba aapko dila raha hoon aur apne aap ko bhi ke alhamdulillah we need, as Muslims we need to sort ourselves out. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, just about his beautiful appearance, he was a tall person and he was very healthy. And he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a beautiful beard and the hair of his head and beard was white. He would wear beautiful clothing. And he says that Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would wear beautiful perfume whenever he would sit down and write the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he was sat on the minbar in Masjid-e-Nabawi. Dars kahan dete the? Masjid-e-Nabawi mein dars dete the. And one day he was sat and he was giving the dars of hadith. And when the scorpion, we hear the name of a scorpion and 10 mil dur bhaag jate hain. वैसे वो ऐसे कुछ हो ही ना भी there might not be nothing but we are so scared of the name of a scorpion. This scorpion came and it stung Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi 16 times. Imam Malik did not even move an inch from his place. And his student at the end, when he finished his dars, he says, Ya Sayyidi, why did you not move it away from you? Why did you not get up and walk away? Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, I was in the middle of teaching the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did not find it respectful that I am teaching the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then halfway I walk away from there. I did not want to move from there. Aaj, if it rains a bit, barish, oof, jo TV aaj kare namaz padne. It is only, thodiyan phuwan leniyan, chalo ji Allahu Akbar kar namaz. This is our state. When it comes to learning the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, headaches and all these common diseases, we get them. Lekin deen seekhne ke liye, aaj illa mashallah, koi banda barish ho, jo kuch bhi humne deen seekhna hai. Humne deen seekhna hai. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, once we make this mind, ye zain banne ki baat hai. Ye jis din zain ban gaya na, koi kaam aade nahi aayega. No work will come into your place. Koi kaam nahi aayega. Ye zain ban gaya. Lekin badkismati ke saath, ye zain ban hi nahi raha. This is the reason. Aaj dunya is first, deen is second, sadly. Aaj dunya pehle hai. Aap khud saare hisab laga lein. Subho, we'll wake up, we'll get ready, we'll get to work. All the day we'll be working. When it comes to the deen, Madrasatul Madina Balighan, kitni martaba elan huye. Madani kafile, so many times have people approached us, come and travel on the Madani kafila, come and learn about the deen. How many people come? Aap apna hisab laga lein, main apna hisab lagata hoon. Aur phir hum kehte hain, jab tabsare hote hain na, you know, when we say, bada zulm ho raha muslimana par, tuba tuba flane ka gal suniye, ye suniye, wo suniye, you don't even have room to talk. Khamoshi ke saath baith jaye. If you don't do anything, sirf baatein kyun karte hain? Why don't you come and do something? Mile na, hum milkar kaam kare na, come and help. Baatein karne se to nothing will be happening. Imam Malik rahmatullah started imparting Islamic knowledge when he was 17 years old. 17 umar thi saal. He was 17 years old when he started to teach about the deen. His teacher would come to him and to get the solution of their problem. Even his teachers would come to him and they would get solutions for their problems. And he says, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how many teachers did he have? 900 teachers. Isse andaaza lagayein. He had 900 teachers. That's how much Imam Malik would go here, there, everywhere where he would find something, he would go and he would sit with them. And you know, the jazba, ek sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka waqia aata na, bada mashhoor waqia, ke he traveled from Medina to Damascus. And when he went there, he asked that person, that sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, I've traveled from Medina to Damascus. And he come here with one intention, that you know a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam which I don't know. Please teach me that hadith. He learned the hadith and he went back to Medina again. Ye jazba hai. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, we go, hum bhi jaate hain. If we go on holiday, we think bas deen kare reya on holiday hai sara. Everything is holiday. Even sadly to say, even when we go back to Pakistan, we think that's it, whatever I'm doing, leave everything here. Alhamdulillah, hum namazein padhenge. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, yaar zimmedaran Islam bhaiyo, we got responsible brothers as well. You know, you might be responsible for so many things. You know, alhamdulillah, we're all responsible. Lekin koshish karein, when you go, even wherever you go in the world, alhamdulillah, Amiri Ahle Sunnat has done a favor upon us. Amiri Ahle Sunnat ne hame aisa muballigh banaya hai. Wherever you go in the world, don't forget your deen. Hum apne deen ko na bhoolein. Do your business anywhere in the world. Don't forget your deen. Don't forget the sunnah and don't forget to propagate the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what the sahaba ikram did, alhamdulillah. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. And remember, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was born in 93 Hijri. Kaun si Hijri? 93. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Hijri calendar started when he went into Medina Park, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived for 13 years physically in Medina Park. So from this we know that Imam Malik rahmatullah alaihi was born 80 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's physical departure of the world. So isse aap andaza lagaye ke Imam Malik rahmatullah alaihi, how much alhamdulillah azza wa jal he did for the deen when he was 17 years old, and he taught the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 70 years. 70 saal tak hadith paak aapne logon ko sikhai hai. To pyare aqa alaihi salatu wassalam, a beautiful hadith in Tirmizi Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when knowledge will end, so no one will be left having more knowledge than alim Madina. Ye hadith kahan par hai? Tirmizi Sharif mein. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when the knowledge is about to end, no one will have more knowledge than Alim Madina. And that Alim Madina is referring to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given him the title of Alim Madina. Another hadith in Mustadrak, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, soon people will travel for knowledge, so they will not find anyone having more knowledge than Alim Madina. Yani again, the title of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And subhanallah, in his time, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, people would come from far, far away because they learnt about the life of Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Ibn U'ayna rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, in the blessed Muhaddiseen's sight, Alim Madina means Sayyiduna Imam Malik bin Anas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyiduna Abdul Razak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, in our opinion, no one is noted by the name of Alim Madina except Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whenever he would give dars, he would read the hadith, he would write the hadith, the first thing he would do, he would take a bath. Aap ghusl farmate, put perfume on, wear the best type of clothing, and then he would sit and he would read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, we think it's so easy. Banda sochta hai ki to become an alim is so easy. All you need to do is sit in front of the PC and then just type in whatever you want. Sara kuch aage aa jata hai na, ab itni aasani hai. Agar itna aasan hota, to Pyare Islam bhaiyo, our scholars today, why have they started to open jamia? Band kare same jamia. Google ke jamia mein sare dakhla le le. And we think that we know better than the scholars then. Then we start to debate the scholars. Nahi, Maulvi sahab, you don't even know, I read it. Us din ek banda tha, yani he was talking to Mufti sahab in such a way, pata chalta tha, Mufti ye nahi ye hai. And he thought to say, hold on, yani who's Mufti, you or him? No, he's Mufti sahab. Why are you debating with him? Why are you arguing? What do you know? Wo pata ho ja kya thi? He had the hadith book. Pucha jai, do you have wuzu? Wuzu hi nahi hai, and you're holding the hadith book. Main ab fatwa nahi bayan kar raha, lekin Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he would do ghusl, best clothes, best perfume. He would sit down and read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Iska wuzu hi nahi hai, aur hadith paak padh raha hai, logon ko padha raha hai. To Pyare Islam bhaiyo, ab zara hum ye bhi socha karein, where you take your knowledge from. You know, to take your knowledge from the right sources is what the ulama ikram have said. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mus'ad bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, whenever someone would talk about the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of Sayyiduna Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, his complexion would change and his blessed back would bend. One day the attendees asked Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi about this and he replied, if you had seen whatever I have seen, you would not have objected to me. Whenever I asked any hadith from the leader of the Qaris, Muhammad bin Munqadir, rahmatullah alayhi, so he would start crying due to the reverence of the hadith and remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani dekhe, whenever they would talk about the hadith, he would cry. Why? Because the hadith is the word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when you are talking about the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bande ko barula deta hai. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, all these kind of mehfil-e-milad, aajkal mehfil-e-milad, alhamdulillah, ghar-ghar mein mehfil-e-milad hain. Lekin Pyare Islam bhaiyo, have we ever learnt about the manners and the etiquettes of mehfil-e-milad as well? Hum mehfil-e-milad mein jaate hain, how many people would you see in mehfil-e-milad with their heads lowered, and when the naats are being recited, all they're doing is crying. Kitne badde dekhe aapne? Koi haath upar kar le agar koi dekha hai? Illa mashallah. I'm not saying there is no one out there. Hum mehfil-e-milad mein, illa mashallah. I'm not saying everyone the same. We go to mehfil-e-milad, that's it. Baki kalam sunenge, uska tarika kya hai? Will be. I went on mehfil-e-milad the other day, Islam bhai ke ghar mein. So there was people leaning against the wall, legs stretched out, even though they were not towards the Qibla. Legs were stretched out, and you know, bichare pata lagna koi fotki par aaye hain. They said, mehfil milad hai yaar, smile at least. Kuch to kare na, mehfil milad mein aaye hue hain. Aur phir Pyare Islam, you don't go over the top as well. Ki maazallah, mehfil milad mein to alhamdulillah, I've never been, and I don't think you've ever been, jahan par music ho. Alhamdulillah, we've never been to these mehfil milad. We'll never go to them, mehfil milads as well. Lekin koshish kare, mehfil-e-milad mein jaye, it's a great blessing. تو جب جائیں اپنے آپ کو میک یور سیلف ہمبل، میک یور سیلف الحمد للہ عز و جل سادہ ہے. جب بھی آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی نعت پاک آئے جس گو ان جنو الحمد للہ، جائیں مدینہ کی مفت میں سیر کر کے آ جائیں. نو ون از گونا سٹاپ یو، یو ڈونٹ نیڈ نو ویزا ٹو گو ان یو نو ڈو سیر آف مدینہ، کلوز یور آئیز. کیا پتا پیارے اسلام بھائیو، میں مسجد میں کھڑا ہوں، آئی وینٹ ٹو اے محفل میلاد and I met this Islami brother, he had the Mu'e Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mu'e Mubarak ki ziyarat hui hai. To wahan par ek Islami bhai hai. ماشاء اللہ، اگر بندہ یہ کہے نا کہ صرف زیارت جو ہے وہ علماء کرام کو ہوتی ہے یا جو دینی وضع کرتا ہے، الحمدللہ ہی ہیڈ اے بیوٹیفل بیئرڈ، لیکن ہی واز ویئرنگ نارمل کپڑے پہنے ہوئے تھے. ہی جسٹ کیم بیک فرام ورک، ہی واز دیئر. جب آئی واز لکنگ ایٹ دس اسلامی بردر اینڈ سیریسلی وین ہی وین دا موہ مبارک کیم، یو کڈ سی ماشاء اللہ ہی واز لفٹ ان، کھڑے ہو کر صلاۃ السلام پڑھ رہا ہے، ہی واز کرائنگ. بعد میں آئی میٹ دس اسلامی بردر جسٹ ٹو ہگ ہیم اینڈ گیٹ سم بلیسنگز آف ہیم. And you know that Islam brother, he wouldn't even stop crying. Yakeen maniye, 5-10 minute ke liye, he and his little son were there just crying and crying and crying. Poocha yaar, pyare Islam bhai, what's happened? He goes, Afsab, I was doing the ziyarat of the Mu'e Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can swear in the name of Allah that I saw the beautiful vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his son, who is 12 years old, he was in Madinah-e-Pak. Alhamdulillah, he was in Madinah-e-Pak. His first time at the Roza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two nights this little kid did not even go to sleep. His dad came into my room and he says, something wrong with my son, he's not even stopping crying, he's not telling me. So we went up to him, we sat him down, he goes, putar, what's wrong? And then he came out and he goes, alhamdulillah, when me and my dad were walking towards the Roza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hum wahan jali ke samne khade, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum mein se, I always ask myself, I've been to many mehfil milads, never had the opportunity. تو چیز کیا ہے پیارے اسلام بھائیو، اپنے آپ کو جب بدل جائے، ویسے ہی کوئی محفل میلاد نہیں ہے، چلو فلانے نے بلایا ہے چلے جائیں، ہم یہ بھی بڑا اس میں وہی چیز آ جاتی ہے کہ اب اگر کوئی نہ بلائے تو ناراضگیاں، پھر دنیا ساری ہم اس میں لاتے ہیں. یار محفل میلاد کو اس چیز سے پاک کرو. اف سم ون کین ناٹ کم ٹو دا محفل میلاد، اب تھوڑی ہے ہاں جی تساں امیروں نے کار جانے ہو، غریبوں کی کون پوچھنا، میں انگلینڈ آئی گئی انہوں نے کون ہو غریب، تساں یو ناٹ غریب. لیکن اگر نہ آئے، وائی یو میکنگ اے بگ ڈیل آؤٹ آف دا، اگر کوئی آ بھی گیا تو بیچارہ وہ اسی فکر میں جاتا ہے، نہ گیا تو ناراض ہو جائے گا. یہ کون سی محفل میلاد آپ منا رہے ہیں؟ وہ کائنڈ آف محفل میلاد ہیو یو انوائٹڈ؟ یعنی خوف کے مارے لوگ آتے ہیں، نہ گیا تو بندہ ناراض ہو جاتی، بےزتی کرسی سارا ہے، وہ محفل میلاد میں چلے جاتے ہیں، جناب نہ کچھ کرے آئی گیا ساں. یہ تھوڑی محفل میلاد ہے، خوشی کے ساتھ جائیں، خوشی کے ساتھ محفل میلاد سے واپس آئیں. اور جب جائیں، اے کاش ایسا ہو کہ الحمدللہ عز و جل وی کین آلسو سی دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان آور ڈریمز ایز ویل. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو، الحمدللہ عز و جل امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ، وی ور ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ہز سیرت جسٹ فار فیو منٹس انشاءاللہ. امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ، ہز اون ڈاٹر شی سیز that Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would stand up in salah, jab raatein lambi hoti thi na, he would stand up in salah and he would offer isha ka wuzu and he would read his fajr salah. Humne ghose paak ke bare mein suna hai, ghose paak rahmatullahi alayhi, he read his fajr namaz with the wuzu of isha. Imam Malik ke bare mein aata hai, for 40 years he read his fajr with the wuzu of isha. Imam Mus'ab رحمت اللہ علیہ اسٹیز، امام مالک رحمت اللہ علیہ یوز ٹو پرفارم لانگ رکوز اینڈ سجدہ ان ون پارٹ آف دا نائٹ. وین ہی رحمت اللہ علیہ یوز ٹو اسٹینڈ ان صلاح، اٹ وڈ فیل لائک اے ڈرائی ووڈ، یعنی دیکھنے والے یہ سمجھتے دس از اے ٹری اور اے برانچ، یعنی از دیر. تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو، امام مالک رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ، ہی وڈ لو ہز نماز، he would offer his salah with alhamdulillah love and affection. Kehte na aajzi inkisari khushu wa khuzu, yani alhamdulillah he used to get something from his salah. Aaj pyare islam bhaiyo, quran pak mein allah taala he says inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar, bure kaamon se rokti hai tumhari namaz. Lekin aaj hum bhi namaz padhte hain, hamari namaz kyun nahi rokti? You know, we read namaz, we go back straight into them sins again. And the ulama-i kiram, the awliya-i kiram, when they used to be offering their salah, kuch aise bhi hote the ke they is tarah namaz padhte the ke they used to have, you know, this vision that we are standing and we are standing on the pul sirat, the fire of hell is behind us, the grave is there in front of me, maut, the life, the death is after me. Is tarah namaz padhte the. Aaj hum namaz padhte itne jaldi je tu ja main aaya, 2 minutes were off. Pehli rakat khatam nahi hoti. You can't finish the first rakat. Everyone's gone. وہ ایک امام صاحب تھے وہ پتہ کیا کرتے ہیں آفٹر نماز ہی سیڈ ٹو می واٹ آئی نارملی ڈو از فجر کے بعد جو دعا ہوتی ہے نا آئی ٹرائی ٹو کیپ دا شارٹ لیکن کہتے ہیں ان دا سیکنڈ دعا ون آئی گیو سلام تو کوئی بندہ ہی نہیں ہوتا تو پیارے اسلام بھائیو اے کاش ہم جب نماز پڑھیں ہمارے آنسو نکلیں وی کرائی ان دا فیئر آف اللہ وی کرائی اباؤٹ آور ہارڈ ہارٹڈنس ہم روئیں کہ 10 years ago مجھے قرآن نہیں آتا تھا یا اللہ آئی ایم اسٹینڈنگ ان فرنٹ آف یو 10 years later آئی ایم اسٹل دا سیم وی ہیونٹ چینجڈ وی ٹاک اباؤٹ ادر پیپل یو نو وی ٹاک اباؤٹ کلائمبنگ دا لیڈرز You know, from a worker to a manager to a supervisor to all, we try to maintain that. You know, we have a race towards that. Lekin dini wise par time nahi milta, I think. Bar bar wahi cheezein phir hum arz karte hain ki again and again, hum apne liye time nikalenge. You don't come and learn the Quran. Na seekhein aap Quran. Don't come and offer your salah with the jamaat. Don't read your namaz with the humility. Nuksan kisko hoga aur khush kaun ho raha hai? Khush shaitan ho raha hai. And he's taking advantage, as they say, he's taking you for a ride. And ہم وہاں بیٹھے ہیں ہم پیارے اسلام بھائی تھوڑا جذبہ ہمت پیدا کریں الحمد للہ جس طرح آج اجتماع میں وی آل کم ہیئر میک شیور ایوری دس از این اپرچونیٹی یو ٹیل می وین از دا اندر اپرچونیٹی فار یو ٹو گو اینڈ لرن دا دین آج بیان ہوا ہے بیان کا یہ تھوڑے آیا ہم نا ٹیچر لیکن بیان ہوا ہے نا تھوڑا ذہن بنتا ہے تھوڑا جا دل میں نا درد ہوتا ہے یار واقعی I need to do something in my life. کیا کریں گے پیسے ہیں کیا پیسہ جب موت کا وقت آتا ہے نا a person is willing to give everything in the way of Allah. بندہ یہی کہتا ہے یار ڈاکٹر ایسا بلاؤ ٹیک ایوری تھنگ فرام می بٹ مجھے آرام آ جائے سو آئی گیٹ بیٹر بٹ دس ناٹ گونا ہیپن رچ پیپل ڈائی ایز ویل تو ان شاء اللہ آپ کوشش کریں دس از دا بیوٹیفل انوائرمنٹ آف دعوت اسلامی مدنی قافلوں میں ٹرائی ٹو ٹریول ریگولر آن دی مدنی قافلز آف دعوت اسلامی ہاؤ وین واز دا لاسٹ ٹائم میں ذمہ داران اسلام بھائیوں سے پوچھ رہا ہوں میں آپ اسلام بھائیوں سے پوچھ رہا ہوں یو بین ان دا ماحول فار 10 years 15 years 5 years وین واز دا لاسٹ ٹائم یو ٹریول آن دا مدنی قافلہ یار آپ نہیں چاہے جائیں گے تو کون ہمارے ساتھ اور جائے گا ہم ذمہ دار وی آر دا لیڈرز وی دا رول ماڈلز And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Amir al-Sunnat has given us that beautiful mahol that we are role models today. Be a good role model and get these people off the streets, get them off the street corners. Wallahi al-Azim, Piyare Islam, I'm going to finish on this. You know when you come, میں آتا ہوں نا جب کبھی بھی, راستے میں sometimes you see young lads stood on street corners, messing about and you think to yourself, I wish کوئی جذبہ اندر میرے پیدا ہو جائے یار I stop my car and I can go and I can convince them somehow to come to the masjid. لیکن یہی ہوتا ہے and I always ask myself that well, I'm not doing enough as well. ہم گاڑی کرتے ہیں بات کرتے ہیں oh, look at these boys, بدماش کھڑے ہیں اور بدماش وہ کھڑے ہیں آپ کو اللہ نے ہدایت دی ہے نا جائیں ان کو بلائیں نا اندر مسجد میں لیکن it doesn't happen. بس اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں ہمت دے اللہ تعالیٰ make it easy for us. میں اللہ تعالیٰ سیو آو ایمان آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم مبلغ فور یو اٹس مائی پریئر
مے یو کیپ اسینڈنگ سکسس سٹے